The recent terrorist attacks in France have raised concerns about the global threat posed by the ISIL terror group. Press TV's correspondent in Beirut, Ali Riss, says the global Tech Fidi threat could force Western officials to change their policy in the Middle East.
Hence, now it is clear that the threat has become a global threat, not isolated just to Syria or even the neighboring countries around Syria, but also, as we said, throughout the world. What's more now is that we also had the cyber attack, which was launched on US Central Command, its Twitter page, whereby we had sympathizers with the Takfiris making threats on the US Central Command Twitter page and able to go ahead with a hacking operation. Indeed, that was also a significant development pointing to the worldwide threat. It was all summed up. What we said now, what we just said, was repeated by Martin Dempsey, the American Joint Chief of Staff, indeed saying that ISIL has raised the global terror threat. Of course, what Dempsey was saying was that Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula now is trying to emulate ISIL and becoming more extreme. It was following all these developments that we had the unannounced visit made by Secretary of State of the US, John Kerry, along with the head of US Central Command, CENTCOM, General Lloyd Austin. Of course, Austin's participation in that visit went largely unnoticed, giving it a more security angle. Now, Kerry's unannounced visit, along with Austin, to Pakistan, comes at the same time whereby we have militants in Pakistan and Afghanistan, formerly from the Taliban, announcing that they now are members of ISIL, pledging allegiance to the ISIL terror group. What does that mean? It means that the US troops who remain stationed in Afghanistan now could be subject to ISIL attacks, because now we have this conversion which could put US troops in Afghanistan in more danger. So indeed, when Dempsey mentions the global threat, of course, that means that many American calculations may change, particularly regarding US policy in Afghanistan. Now, the big question is, will this lead to some major recalculations from the Americans and the West about Bashar al-Assad's future and about Bashar al-Assad, America dropping its condition for President Bashar al-Assad to step down?